principal. Now, the young fellow I worked with, he was sort of a trainee, he'd come and work with me on the gardens. And we were going to Barnaby train. And we got off at the station, and there was all sheep all round about. Well, of course, I've already told you, I've been done a lot of work on the marshes, more or less a marshman, if you like. Years I've already had, Caister and have a triangle. Well, of course, that was a criminal offence to leave a gate open. Marshman, they didn't do that. Criminal. When we come off, you got off the train and you walked through what obviously had been the garden of the house, where that had been, the house used to be. And there was a little white gate we walked through to get on the track what led to the mill. There was a little shed still there, and there was somebody who used to go, come there and walk boats, leave the boats there, the rubber boat, get on the train, come to Yarmouth. And the little boats were still in there, but they'd come across the marshes. They looked in there to see it, me nosy, you know. So the little boats in there, and pair of red ones, I believe. But anyway, when we got to this white gate and went through it, there had been a bit of string round it, like binder trying to keep it shut, and it was so frayed and what have you, I couldn't tie up. And I was quite concerned that that wouldn't tie, and there was all these sheep about. And I thought to myself, that's nothing to stop them going on the line. Well, we wandered, of course, as I say, Ben, then life on the marshes, I was quite concerned over this. I thought to myself, if they were to push that gate, they'd be on the line. So anyway, we wandered across, but from the station, there was a tractor, I think, tractor and trailer, or a truck of some kind, and this man must have come from the pub, and he obviously wasn't a marshman. So he was leaving this station just ahead of us. Now, he knew that gate was open, you see, but he probably didn't understand it. But me, I was horrified to see this. So when I finally got over, he was having a gossip with a lady who what was in looking after the mill at that time. And of course we were going to have a look at the mill with us two, this young fellow had got with me. And I see him talking to this lady, and so I knew she was in charge of the farmhouse. So I went over and spoke to her, which I'm a little bit concerned. I said, I know come to that station. I said, that gate is open and you can't shut it. She said, oh, we'll have to do something about that. But one of the gates from the station to the mill, metal gate that was, one of the latest, you know, and that was off the hinges and land flat, and that fella had driven over top of that. So we talked to him, was that open or was it shut, or has he thrown it shut, or what happened? But I tell you, he wasn't a Norfolk countryman, you know, he wasn't, anyway, he didn't sound the accent. But anyway, we went off, and me without the young father. As we were going to walk to Yarmouth, we got so far along the wall, and there's a part there where the railway lead come quite close to the line in the Lockett Mill. Lockett Mill, that's right. We got coming past there, walking along, and there was a shunting engine going past, and he shouted at us, bah, 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 you let them gates open. You know, no choice. This fellow with a tractor, he got the window. It burned in and blamed SM chaps from Yarmouth, you know. I was in 2 mornings to call in. I said, my son, I said, I'll call into the station, see the station master and tell him. I said, that idiot, he's not a countryman, do he want to left it like it? I never got that bit, but I never did go into the station, so he was trying to blame me. He got out the wrong one. I'd tell him more about the marches and he knew about it.
Yeah, I'll bet.